This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into Tuesday, let's take some time with God and just hear from Him and let Him shape our thinking about our lives and the way we operate in this world. We're talking all this week about how to relate to God in your life. God is there. You know that. But how do you relate to Him? Yesterday we said that the first thing in a proper relationship with God is that we respect Him for who He is. He is the creator of this universe. He holds life and death in His hands. You will one day stand before Him when you die and give an account for your life. He is someone to be respected. And respect is the beginning of wisdom, the Bible says, to respect God. Well, we want to look today at the second aspect of how to relate to God, and that is to receive from God His grace. And I want to take you to some verses written in the New Testament by the Apostle Paul. This is how it describes us. He says, "And you..." He's talking to people who are Christians. "You were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath." That is, we stand to face God's wrath at the end of our lives, just like the rest of mankind. We're dead. What can a dead person do about their situation? Nothing. They're dead. But listen to verse 4. "But God..." Isn't that great? It's not something we're going to do to change that situation. "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us." God loves you. "Even when we were dead," there it is again, "in our trespasses, He made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And He raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." And then listen to this. "For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." So as we are followers of Jesus and have been born again to this new way of life in relationship to Jesus Christ, God has good things for us to do. But those good things are not the way to get right with God. The first step after you respect God for who He is, if you want a good relationship with Him, is to receive His grace, because it's all you can do. You're dead. You can't do anything to get out of your situation. No matter how many good works you do, no matter how much you go to church, no matter how much money you give to the poor, no matter how good you treat your family, none of those things will make you right with God. You're dead in your trespasses and sins. You cannot overcome them. You can't undo them. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead and could do nothing, He made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And I want to say to you, if you want a good relationship with God, don't think you have to shape up your own life and get things right first, and then God can accept you. He accepts you just as you are, all your brokenness, all your fallenness, all the bad things in your life, if you will come to him and say, God, I recognize what you have done for me when Jesus died on the cross for me, and I receive your grace and your forgiveness. Then you start a good relationship with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.